If you are not asking good questions, then you're just running all types. I had a really fun session today with a friend, she had asked me, she was in the emotion workshop, and we were talking about shame, and I said, well, you know, there is a thing that you're only as sick as your secrets. And so whatever you're feeling shame about, you just got to, like, flaunt it, but with the right person that you're safe with, right? And so she wanted to make an appointment and read her list, and she created a list. And so basically, I said, well, what do you want to accomplish in this session? Do you just want to be heard? Do you just want to hear yourself speak? And she's like, no, I want to walk out of here different. I'm like, okay, that's the tough love version. Here we go. And the whole session was really about my coaching her to question these beliefs that held her in a familiar pattern of feeling disempowered through guilt or shame. And so I'm going to give you one example because it was really fun, and maybe you'll get to use it on yourself. So she said, well, I feel guilt that I can be passive-aggressive to manipulate people. And I said, well, I'm going to ask you right now, how's that working? Because if that was true, that you were really good at that, you would have, and I listed the things that I knew didn't turn out the way she wanted them to. And I said, so you just might want to let that one go because you're really not very good at it. And she was like, what a reframe. Right? Because if you're feeling guilty that you're manipulating other people, well, that would only be true as if you were getting everything you want from them. That doesn't work on this planet. Right? It just doesn't. So isn't it interesting that you can stay in an emotion, in a frequency, in a vibration, in a belief system that you've just never even questioned? So you want to get really good at questions, or have friends that will question you, or get coaching that will have you learn the skill of asking good questions. And the bottom line is, anything a human ever wants is only because they perceive they will feel less bad or better. So you can just cut to the chase. Is there anything in my control, in my power right now, that could feel a little bit less bad or a little bit better? And if you were to get really good at answering that, you would baby step your way into a more powerful experience. So for a long time, my answer was tap. I felt bad, tap. And I did. And after thousands of hours of tapping, I feel pretty darn good. Mm-hmm. I feel really good. But do you get how tapping is only a response to, hey, I want to feel better? Everything you've ever chosen is just a response to, I want to get better, or I want to feel less bad. Even when you distract with food or alcohol or shopping or whatever your distraction of choice could be in any given moment, that's only because you want to feel less bad. If you got really good at the question, then even if you were distracting, you would be doing it from a place of power. Oh, you know what? I don't want to tap right now. I don't want to explore that. That's too much work. I'm going to turn on the TV and gel out. If you're choosing it, you end up in more confidence that you will take care of you and you're in your own business. There is nothing you can change on this planet if you're not good at your own business. That's it. But when you get really good at your own business, what happens is you align to a wholeness, a clarity, and a truth. You stand in your own authority. And from that place of your own authority, which involves nobody else, no judgment about them, not the shooting them, not the shooting you, not the past, not the future, if you stand in your own authority in clarity and full presence, then you are the one that will experience life in a way that feels better. The only time we suffer is when we've lost that focus. Think about all the suffering you've ever had. It involves judgment of you in the past, or you in some future that hasn't even happened, or it involves judgment of somebody else. So the goal is a self-focusing, a self-responsibility that will eventually lead to more self-control. And yet we've been taught to be self-focused as conceited. It's not the same energy at all. Self-focus with the intention of doing what you can do is empowering to everyone. Make sense? Or are we in the rabbit hole now?